That's really good.
And one of them listened and never did mad when I was telling you about it until we finally got dressed my age on and then find a mad colored girl.
Yeah.
Then she wouldn't leave with me. She left him. One run off with another nigger. And I left him all the house full of the children. And his wife's mother then taken him. And I guess still got the children raising him.
Yeah.
For as long as she still got him. Her husband died. And his wife's mother, her husband, was the other one. Man didn't have one boy. This nigger woman was mad, this boy, and he was, he had a wife, and a good boy, too.
Color people call a white man they worked for?
Boss, or boy.
Boss. They were used more like master and wife.
Yeah, I would call them masters, too.
Who'd call that?
The colored guy would call it too. White boss or boss and master and things like that. And they may have called them other things, but like I said, you colored guy that lived with white fellow and was a good time, they never turned him against him. No colored person never turned him against his boss.
Mm-hmm.
They would never believe nothing in him. But what is true, you know.
What names are there for different types of white people? Like white people that don't have any money, but they don't seem to care. They don't care about anything.
Common trash.
Okay.
I guess you'd call it. Don't care about nothing.
Yeah,
we got a lot of those countries. Just like I got some good colored friends talking to me about here a while back. So Mr. Johnny says, I tell you, said our country's getting in a tough shape.
Mm-hmm.
He says that my class of people that's robbing, killing, stealing, and doing everything worse, want the government to keep them up. And so he had ready to take the railroad, he had ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Colored boy, he had ready, worked on section hand. And he said, then you've got a bunch of you white colored trash. Ain't this is just as low down as my folks? I said, that's right. That is right. We have a terrible bunch of them. You could give them $1 million today, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
In 30 days, they wouldn't have a dime out. They'd go out and throw it away, do something with it.
Yeah.
Get shut up. They wouldn't have a dime. Don't want nothing yet. No. Just wouldn't have it if you couldn't give it to them. Really, too, about the way I look at it, they really common in any colored person. It does like that. Because there's no excuse in the world for nobody to be that common, the way I see it. Shouldn't be that common.
What do you mean common?
Don't care about nothing and nobody. Just live like cats and dogs.
Yeah. What do you call someone who lives way up in the mountains?
Well, what I call them?
Yeah. Is there an expression for them?
I don't know much about it in the mountain now. I can't ain't you much on that. I never have been up in there.
I think a word like Hoosier or Hillbilly or Cracker.
Something like that.
Yeah, if you use any of these words?
Well, I never, like I said, I never have been up in no mountain. I don't know what, I guess maybe some of them are called hillbillies. I don't know. Mountaineers or something.
Yeah.
Mountaineers, I guess you'd call them.
Okay, suppose someone was waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and call out to you and ask you if you'd be ready soon. You'd say, oh, I'll be with you
in 15 minutes. Or
in just
20 minutes.
Just
a little while.
Okay.
Oh, hi. How are you?
All right.
How are you doing?
Where's Jenny? She's in the kitchen.